Versant English Speaking Practice Test 10. Versant English Speaking Voice Test Practice Exams with sample responses, free recordings, and exam tips. Copyright 2022 by Test Prep Guides. Please note that these recordings are copyright. They may not be copied, shared with friends, posted online, or reproduced in any way. Please note, the Versant Test and the Versant English Test are registered trademarks of Pearson Incorporated, which is not affiliated with nor endorses these publications. Part A. Reading. Instructions. Open your test book to Part A of the practice exam. Read the sentences out loud when you hear the sentence number. You should stop speaking when you hear the beep. Note that on the real test, you will see the sentences on your computer screen. Sentence 1. Sentence 2. Sentence 3. Sentence 4. Sentence 5. Sentence 6. Sentence 7. Sentence 8. Sentence 9. Sentence 10. Sentence 11. Sentence 12. That is the end of Part A. Part B. Repeat. Instructions. Now you will hear 16 sentences. Repeat each sentence word for word.
Thanks for waiting so patiently for me to get approval.
I don't have any more information at the present time.
He stood there like he was waiting for someone.
Good communication skills are essential for jobs in customer service.
Everyone at the company is entitled to an extra day of vacation this year.
I'm sorry for the inconvenience you've had from this situation.
There are simply no excuses for not finishing the job on time.
She had high hopes about getting the job.
Several staff members failed to attend the meeting.
Can you please put some more paper in the copier?
If you could hold the line, I'll get right back to you.
I'm afraid we can't accommodate your request at this time.
The ink was too light, and I couldn't read the document.
Their prices went up by 7% last year.
If you don't comply with the instructions, you could be fined.
He's out of the office, but he'll be back on Thursday.
That is the end of Part B. Part C. Questions. Instructions. Give a simple answer to each question. Your answer should be 1 to 4 words rather than a full sentence. Example. Would you make a call with a camera or a telephone? Answer. A telephone.
The car changed hands. Was it repaired or sold?
Would a teacher usually work at a college or a factory?
Which color is brighter, yellow or brown?
The rain finally let up. Did it stop or get worse?
How many items are there in a dozen?
Kevin was excluded from the team. Did he play the game or stay at home?
Does a rectangle have 3 sides or 4?
The manager told Adele to get her act together. Was she being scolded or complimented?
Nick is going to repair the roof of his house. Will he probably need a hammer or a bucket?
Elena is heavier than her brother. Who weighs more?
Is playing computer games a pastime or a chore?
What season comes after spring and before autumn?
Charlie went back on his promise. Did he keep his promise? Or break his promise?
The conference was extremely dull. Was it boring or interesting?
Brooke made the suggestion out of the blue. Was her suggestion anticipated or unexpected?
There was a discrepancy in their claims. Did they agree or disagree?
Jesse was skeptical about the plan. Did he have doubts or was he certain?
Danielle decided to speak up about the situation. Did she give her opinion or tell a story?
If Tristan gave a coherent speech, was he understood or confusing?
The two companies are adversaries. Do they compete or cooperate with each other?
If you are a witness to a crime, did you see something or get hurt?
Emilio wanted to compose himself. Was he trying to get excited or calm down?
Which one is usually more luxurious? First class or second class?
Caden had to take a back seat on the project. Is he going to have more responsibility or less responsibility?
Anna wants to make up with Jane after their disagreement. Should Anna apologize to her or ignore her?
That is the end of Part C. Part D. Sentence builds. Instructions. Rearrange the words or groups of words that you hear to form a question or sentence. Say your answer in the time provided on the recording. Example. Over. Get. Here. Answer. Get over here.
Bake cakes. Loves to. My mother.
For the damage. His sister. Was blamed.
To work late. We'll need all team members.
A huge discount. Offered us. The salesperson.
To bring. She forgot her notes.
Not to eat. He was told. At his desk.
For the item. A refund. Will be offered.
to fit the space is too large. The table
that she had made, she hadn't realized. A mistake.
Was cancelled. The picnic. Because of the rain.
That is the end of part D. Part E. Story retelling. Instructions. Now you will hear three stories. You will hear each story once, followed by a beep. When you hear the beep, you will have 30 seconds to retell the story. Tell as much of the story as you can, including the names, action, and ending. You will hear another beep when the 30 seconds has finished.
Louise is a gardener who has her own gardening business. In the morning, she sells plants and flowers at her store, and in the afternoon, she goes to other people's homes to do their gardening. Sometimes other people ask her to put new plants and flowers in their gardens, but usually she just trims the flowers and clears things up for them.
Janet was going on a long vacation to Australia, and she realized she needed to buy a new suitcase. She looked at suitcases at a lot of stores, and finally decided to get one that was made of cloth and closed with a zipper. However, when she packed her suitcase for the trip, it was too full and the zipper broke. So she had to borrow a suitcase from her friend instead.
Henry had worked hard to prepare for an English test he needed to take in order to apply for his job. He looked at recordings and videos on the internet, and even bought a special book to help him study. After he finished his test, he was told that he got the highest test score that the company had ever seen. The company hired him, and he has been promoted to manager.
That is the end of Part E. Part F. Open questions. Instructions. You will hear questions about family life or personal situations that are familiar to you. Each question will be spoken twice, followed by a beep. When you hear the beep, you will have 40 seconds to speak. You will hear another beep again at the end of the 40 seconds.
Children should take care of their elderly parents. Do you agree? Please explain your answer and give examples. Children should take care of their elderly parents. Do you agree? Please explain your answer and give examples.
It's impossible to have a job and study for college at the same time. Do you agree? Please explain your answer and give examples. It's impossible to have a job and study for college at the same time. Do you agree? Please explain your answer and give examples.
That is the end of practice test 10.